Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to have Al Cherodana and Martin Breslin from SEI Private Banking with us. Welcome to the program, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Allison.
Al, why don't we start with you? Can you just give us a brief description of SEI Private Banks and your role with the company?
As you mentioned, I'm Al Cherodana. I'm a senior vice president with SEI. I run their private banking business for North America, and we target markets that are basically global banks as well as regional banks throughout the United States and then local community banks. And we do about $300 million domestically in revenues, and we basically sell three services, what we call an ASP technology outsource solution, where we sell wealth management technologies. We also have another service, which is a full outsource solution, where we combine technology with people and provide the back office, middle office, and front office operations for institutions. And then obviously we augment that with the third solution, which is asset management, where we can help you round out your portfolio of asset management products and services.
Little known fact on Chip Chat that my career before working at Intel was actually in banking. And so one of the things that I know enough to be dangerous, is that time is money in terms of delivery of services. Can you talk a little bit about why technology is such a critical aspect of SEI's business?
Yeah, sure. Hopefully it comes across that I might know something to be dangerous too, but we'll see how this goes. We at SEI, anyway, we view technology as an enabler, and especially in private banks today, as you said, time is money. And what we're looking at is how are banks operating with their end clients in mind, and what are the businesses and processes they're engaged in? And is there ways to do those business and processes in a more streamlined, simplified fashion that adds value to the end client, but almost makes the underlying operations invisible? And what we see is we see technology as an enabler to that. As technology has advanced, it's gotten cheaper, it's gotten more scalable, it's gotten more simplified, and we're looking at ways to leverage technology to facilitate end client transactions with high net worth, ultra high net worth, and mass affluent customers inside banking institutions.
Martin, I know that your role at SEI is infrastructure architecture. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's about? And based on the challenges that Al just laid out, what is the challenge for you as the infrastructure architect to deliver the type of solutions that keep pace with customer demand?
So in my role as IT infrastructure architect for SEI's wealth platform, some of our biggest challenges are around the diverse set of applications that we need to service our clients and the data exchange that is required to integrate our client systems with our own for our streamlined processing. The diverse applications that we have are really enabled and scalable through both Intel's Xeon E7 processors platform as well as Cisco UCS Unified Compute System.
When you evaluate platforms to bring into this environment, what are the types of things that you're thinking about in terms of the types of capabilities that you're looking for? And where has that taken you in terms of a journey?
The main thing that we evaluate is really the business criteria that comes from both our clients and our market units and what they need to deliver back to our clients. So with respect to that, scalability is a huge factor, being able to scale up in a stepwise way instead of more of a linear scale. That also supports scalability at the business layer as well. And then operational costs, keeping our operational costs low, if not fixed, across those platforms. And that really translates down into the simplicity of the technology solution itself.
When you take a look at this, Al, and you look back at your business vectors, where is the bank's perspective on investing in new technology, and how does it relate to overall business practices?
When you step back and look at that broadly, it's a very interesting dynamic inside wealth management today. And it's a dynamic where everyone's talking about the potential for growth, and it really depends on your perspective. And let me just say, from a global perspective, if you're in a developing country, then it's the theory in wealth management of a rising tide floats all boats. It's just growing so fast, you're just trying to keep up with it. But in a developed country like North America, that's not the case. This is an industry that, in order to grow, you're going to have to change. And because of that, it's not going to be for the faint of heart. You're going to need people that in wealth management view themselves as visionaries, because the industry inside North America today is very complex. I mean, you have situations with legacy technologies that, as Martin just said, they're not as scalable as they should be. They're not as simple as they should be, and it's not easy to integrate. So they're going to drive a linear cost model as opposed to a step cost model. So legacy issues inside North America are big and are constraining wealth management practices. Client expectations are exploding. So the end investor is wanting 24/7 access across multiple mediums. How do you do that? How do you structure for that? And then obviously the regulatory environment across the world, but especially in North America with things like Know Your Customer KYC or anti-money laundering AML, they're driving operating complexities. So wealth managers that are visionaries, those that want to be ahead of the curve, those that want to lead the way, are coming to us and saying, what can you do for us in that venue? And technology allows us to provide a more scalable solution for them to serve their wealth management client while dealing with these issues of legacy-based technologies, outdated workflows, and increased regulatory pressure. I'd be remiss not to mention this, though. I use the word visionary because in North America wealth management, what we're talking about and what we're trying to deploy with our solution is more revolutionary than evolutionary. And by that I mean you need to be understanding of this is going to be a multi-year journey. It's going to require the necessary investment, and you have to have the courage and the patience to see that out. The benefits on the other side, I think, will be large, but it's not something you can incrementalize your way to. And that's why I think when you listen to Martin talk about the investments we made in our technology infrastructure, we clearly made them ahead of the curve. We're clearly taking the most upgraded and innovative technologies and embedding them in our platform so that we can go out to market and sell the future. I say that with as much respect as I can. This isn't a matter of right and wrong. It's a matter of what type of vision your organization has and how far ahead of the curve you want to be.
So, Martin, you guys are on the show at a time that Intel is launching a new series of our E7 Xeon processors, and I know that you guys work with Cisco. Can you describe the platforms that you're using and why you've chosen the Cisco platforms featuring E7 to address specific workloads within your infrastructure?
So as we went back a number of years ago, our first launch for our wealth platform was really based on some of our more legacy-based technology products. As we really brought it to market and started bringing on our global customers that required infinite scale, 24/7 operations, we chose to redefine our requirements around those business needs. And we went out and found what we thought at the time, and it continues to be and has proven to be, a scalable system that lowers our operational costs. Certainly the Xeon E7 processor series on the UCS platform provides us the greatest capability at the lowest cost point. And as I think we mentioned earlier, time is money. So our ability to process data and move that data between systems and provide that and make that available to our customers in a 24/7 basis is critical to our success. And the Xeon processors and the Cisco UCS platform is really enabling that.
It's also not just a return on money. It's a return on management time. What our solution does and what advancements in technology allow is for the manager to reallocate their time or for the executive to reallocate their time on the things that are most valuable to them or most valuable to their end client. That is a concept that sometimes is lost because we're so focused on just the ROI of an investment.
Alan, Martin, I appreciate you spending the time with us today. Truly, you guys are doing something. I like what you said, Al, about visionary delivery of capabilities, meeting the need to revolutionize wealth management. For those listening in, if you want to learn more about SEI, you can go to www.seic.com. And Alan, Martin, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.